just two games, small sample size, but the diversification of the offense, a lot of people doing a lot of things, good things for you all there. Is that something you all would like to continue?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think it's been good for us so far, especially in the passing game, kind of spreading the ball around, getting a lot of guys different touches. I think that speaks to our depth on offense, you know, at all positions. It's not just wideouts getting involved. Our tight ends did a great job last week. Both of our running backs catch the ball extremely well out of the backfield. We've got a fullback who, you know, is very talented in the pass game as well. So, to me, we got a lot of guys who can contribute. And Kyle has done a great job of kind of making it difficult for a defense to key in on, you know, where the ball is going. So that's been a good thing for us.
What did it feel like, you know, getting the three red zone scores, then beyond that, 6 of 7 scoring drives there to pull that game out?
Yeah, that was good. That was obviously I felt like we got into a good rhythm, specifically from the second quarter on. I mean, into the second half, I thought we did a good job creating explosive plays both in the run game and in the pass game. And, you know, I thought it was a good mix of the two. Spread the ball around. Everybody got involved, and we kept it going. Our offensive line continues to do a great job. I think they've been excellent, you know, week one and week two. So it was a good couple of drives for us.
Their defense, you got Laurinaitis in the middle, Kruger and Cam Jordan on the ends there. How have they been playing?
Yeah, I thought they did a nice job last week against New York, you know, kind of keeping New York out of the end zone. You know, they were a little bit of bend, don't break, and, you know, did a really, really good job keeping a talented offense out of the end zone. So we're going to have our work cut out for us. There's no question about that. I mean, we know this. Every time we go play against these guys, it's tough. And so good defense, but, you know, it's all about us. And when we go down and we have to have that approach that we have to take care of our business and play the way that we're capable of playing.
With Bro and PJ down, how do their young corners look?
I think they've done a pretty good job, you know, for being, you know, first couple of games out there, thrust into that, you know, spotlight and you know, matching up against some really good wide receiving tandems. I mean, that's two pretty good offenses that they've gone against in Oakland and in New York. So I think their corners have done a nice job.
Did they play three safeties? With Bill Bird,
yeah, they've done a little bit of that where Vaccaro goes down into the slot and plays some of that, whatever you want to call it, nickel, or, you know, he'll play in the slot. And they're diverse. I mean, they'll give you different looks in the front seven. I mean, they'll have some three-man fronts, four-man fronts, like you said, three safety looks, you know, three corner looks with two safeties. Certainly identifying their personnel is important.
Tom Bell looked pretty good, the rookie back there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think across the board. I mean, I think their young guys across the board have done a good job.
Talk about your running backs catching the ball. Dan Quinn mentioned earlier today that, you know, sometimes when a running back lines up wide, the only intent really is just to try to spread out the defense. But your guys can catch the ball out like wide receivers. What does that bring to the offense to have that kind of diverse threat at running back?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, you know, we're not putting those guys out to spread anything out. We're putting them out there to throw it to them because – you know, both those guys have showcased just how talented they are with the ball in the hand. Tevin did a great job on one last week. I mean, he was running full speed coming through the middle and, you know, caught a ball that was in front of him and kept accelerating through it. And, you know, that's – you're hoping your wideouts can do that. And we've got running backs who are capable of doing that. So, for us, it's, you know, it's a really good thing.
On that note, with the diversification of your targets, can you recall a two-game span where you've hit 11 different guys?
We've had some pretty, you know, we've had some pretty deep offenses that I've been a part of throughout my career here. Certainly, you know, I think in 2011, 2012, around that time, we had a lot of guys catching the ball. So I don't know if it was 11 guys in 2 weeks at that time, but, you know, this has been a good stretch. And some of the good teams we were on, we did things like that as well. Well, he's worked really hard. I mean, first and foremost, I mean, there's no substitute for that. Hard work as a rookie, putting in the time. He's got a great tight ends coach in Wade Harmon. I mean, Wade does a good job with those guys of getting those guys prepared week in and week out to go play. They all play hard. They know their assignments, and they're where they're supposed to be. And I think Austin's done a great job. I also think he's a talented guy. I mean, he's The game really doesn't seem too big for him when he's out there. He kind of has the same personality that he has in practice. He just goes out and tries to, you know, execute as well as he can.
Matthew, you just talked about the running backs. What have you seen on how they've been with each other in sharing the load? It seems like they have a really good camaraderie going between those two guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, those guys they're tight. I mean, that whole room is tight, Pat and those two guys. I mean, you know, I think collectively they all take pride in getting that run game going. And we're lucky. I mean, in our locker room, we have a lot of unselfish guys. And when the ball is going in a lot of different directions and guys care solely about winning and being productive on the offensive side of the ball, that's fun to be a part of. And we've got those kind of guys. And both those guys are great teammates and, you know, great players.
A lot of talk about this rivalry and with the Saints, but it feels like all the NFC South teams are rivals. How is this one compared to some of those other ones? Is it as chippy, more chippy? And what have you learned about this rivalry?
Well, I think on the field, I think they're all – you know, they're all pretty good because you know each other so well in division. I think this one, more so than any of the others, the two cities probably get into it more than, you know, than when you're going against Carolina or you're going against Tampa. I think, you know, both fan bases, you know, really don't like each other. And so you really get a feel for that. But it's fun. I mean, it's fun to be a part of those kind of games, rivalry games and you know, all of the extras that go along with it. But once you get out there, playing in division, they're all the same.
Matt, you said on radio that you're not going to go out to eat out there in New Orleans. Is that true? You never do?
Yeah, it's not my routine down there. You know, some places I will, some places I won't. But down there, I usually just take it in the hotel and kind of stay low-key down there.
Why?
Oh, it's just, you know, it's one of those places. They're not a whole lot of Falcons fans down there, so I just I'd rather not go out, you know. I'd rather just stay in.
You don't have Roddy to talk stuff about. You want to trash the
city. That's right. I'm a little more reserved, right?